Good evening, you're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisny, and this is the evening news. Large retailers are convened in the office of Bruno Le Maire. Carrefour, Cora, Auchan, Casino have all apologized yesterday after the sale of baby milk, possibly contaminated with salmonella, and that despite the various reminders, the batches were produced by the Lactalis group. The group is now being blamed by the Minister of the Economy as being the one and only responsible party. Bruno Le Maire hammered that the state stood in for an incompetent company. He announced 2,500 additional inspections in supermarkets. As for the president, Emmanuel Macron assured that sanctions will be carried out if it turned out that unacceptable practices had been committed. About 100 establishments are concerned by the sale of recalled products, especially pharmacies. The Lactalis group will hold a press conference in the coming minutes. Nordal-Lelandais is once again in the sights of the justice system. The number one suspect in the investigation of the kidnapping of little Maëlys and the assassination of a soldier in Chambéry may be involved in two other cases of disappearance, those of Lucas Tronche and Antoine Zoya, two teenagers from the Gard who vanished in March of 2015 and 2016. Nordal-Lelandais' banking transactions are currently scrutinized, and phone checks are also in progress. The judicial soap opera surrounding the LuxLeaks scandal continues. Luxembourg's justice system has just overturned the suspended sentence of French whistleblower Antoine Deltour. Antoine Deltour had reported to the press the large-scale tax optimization multinationals enjoyed via Luxembourg. The appeal of his compatriot Raphaël Allais was rejected. And the U.S. Naval Intelligence Bureau gave details about the implosion of the Argentinian submarine mid-November. The San Juan disappeared in the ocean following an implosion caused by the pressure that was too strong, over 400 meters deep. The submersible was destroyed in 40 milliseconds. The 44 crew members were not aware of what was happening and died instantly. Gallimard gives up. The publishing house will, after all, not reissue anti-Semitic pamphlets of Louis-Ferdinand Céline. Since this announcement, those who approve and those who disapprove confront one another regularly. In the name of my freedom as editor and my sensitivity to my time, I suspend this project, said Antoine Gallimard. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisny for English Waves Radio.